not a calendar.
Okay. Let's see. Now, as far as a freight or something, is that temporary or is that constant?
That's a constant fear, you know. A person, a lot of times, he has a constant fear about him of one thing or another.
So someone who's afraid is constantly?
Yeah, or they just constantly have a constant fear of them all the time, or that something's going to happen, or...
But temporary would just be scared?
Just be scared if he's temporarily, a moment in while you get scared.
Okay, you might say the old gray mare.
And what she used to be.
Okay. And I don't understand why she's afraid. She is using the same thing but making it negative now. What's the opposite of used to be, let's say? I don't understand. She didn't.
Oh, gray line.
Well, how would you say the opposite of used to be?
Mean of today or of now?
Mm-hmm.
She's not that way now, or
she didn't.
She didn't show it now, or.
Or you might say she didn't, and then fill in the rest that you used to be. Say that.
She didn't seem old like she used to be.
Okay. Or she just plain didn't.
Just didn't act it like she used to.
Okay. Someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked at night, you might say he's mighty.
He might have forgetful.
Okay. Or if he just leaves things around all the time, it's not so much his memory, but he just doesn't, he's not cautious. You'd say he's very careless.
He's very careless.
Okay. You might say about, say, your Aunt Lizzie, there's nothing really wrong about Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
She acts kind of off or kind of funny, or...
Would the word queer be used?
Yeah,
there?
Queer, yeah, she acts queer.
Has the meaning of that word changed for you, or is it pretty much...
It's still pretty much in use yet.
Okay, but used in that same sense as just someone who's...
Off a little bit, you know. Instead of, making the remarks that he's crazy or anything, you just say he acts queer.
Oh, okay. If someone who makes up his mind and nothing can make him change it, he's mighty...
Headlong.
Okay. Or, in arguing with someone like that, you might say, don't be so...
Hard-headed.
Okay. Someone you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say he's mighty.
Let's see. I don't know how you can use the word sorry or temperamental.
Well, someone who's easily offended and very irritable.
Yes, easy. Well, in some terms, I've heard he's off least to fall off the rocker or fall off the handle or something. Mm-hmm.
Or he's very touchy.
He's very touchy and he's very skittish and he won't take no joking, and you can't joke with him or you can't have no fun with him or anything.
You might say to someone, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get.